Spring is in bloom, and so are casino thrills at BetMGM Casino. Play your favorite games like blackjack and roulette with a live dealer. Or check out our exclusive slots like MGM Grand Millions and The Wizard of Oz Over the Rainbow, only available at BetMGM Casino. Spin on spectacular slot favorites like Cash Eruption, 88 Fortunes, Mystery of the Lamp, Rake and Bacon, Cash Machine, Flintstones, and Squid Game from anywhere. Whether you're taking a walk or waiting for your train to come, you can enjoy the thrills of BetMGM Casino right from the palm of your hand. Download the BetMGM Casino app today and get a piece of the action. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. BetMGM.com for full terms. Games may vary by state. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
In the right shade for your home. The Home Squatter with me this afternoon to answer your questions, to give you some advice. Roisin Lafferty, who's the founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty Design, and Jennifer Sheehan, who of course many of you will know as former winner of Home of the Year, and two from social media at Workers Cottage. Good afternoon. How are we doing?
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Great. Enjoying the sunshine.
Jennifer, your top tip, I suppose, for people if they're trying to use the last remaining days of the Easter holidays to pick paint, to start some of the rooms in their house, what's your top piece of advice for people before purchasing?
There's so much you could say. I'm going to say be brave. Be brave with your colours. I think a lot of times in Irish homes, we tend to hold back a little bit and we end up with maybe accent walls or a little pop here, a little pop there. And I think let's just lean into it now. You know, we've got some great suppliers now. There's lots of fabulous paints out there. I think we can be brave, be bold.
So just
try it out.
Does brave mean be bright?
Not necessarily. It could be very dark. It could be very moody. It could be all white. It could be something like that. But I think lean in, pick something and commit to it and lean into it and go further. I think that's maybe a good tip for design in general. Don't hold back. Don't be too reserved. Don't be too, we'll try a little bit here, we'll try a little bit there. Go all in.
Go first. Roisin Lafferty, Roisin, to say first of all, I know you've launched your own paint range.
Yes, which I'm super excited about.
That's a big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal. And it's something I've wanted to do for, you know, at least 10 years. So we have partnered with Fleetwood. So it's Roisin Lafferty and Prestige. And that's my collection of 40 colours.
Wow.
Yeah, which I got to name and create.
Really? Do you know what? We had a whole big, it's a huge debate here a couple of months back about people complaining about calling paint after animals and all this kind of stuff. But have you any duck egg paints or anything like this
no,
in the collection?
It's quite nice to have like our own in jokes and just any memories, inspiration things, even projects and stuff. We have a Mr. Huxley. So if anyone follows me on Instagram, you'll see him. He's our dashing Italian greyhound.
Right.
So he is a lovely tone of grey. We have lots of our favourite places. Lover's Walk was one of a project we did.
Backstory to that?
Bright Red. It's the name of a project,
right,
but it's so, so beautiful. Zalal, we're doing a project in the Middle East and that's kind of the colour of the clay. So it's really, really warm.
And I hope because of all of your appearances in Lunchtime Live, you have a Tipex white colour to as a nod to the brightness of the lights in this studio.
We have invisible white.
Yeah, that'll blind you.
No, but I think I totally follow on from what Jenny just said. Like in terms of if you go middle ground safe, right? So a lot of the time people want to feel a certain way and they want that kind of intensity or warmth or richness, that kind of feeling to wrap around you. And if when you're actually buying the paint, you go safe and you go middle ground, like the middle ground to orange is peach. They're very different. Do you know what I mean?
Like
the tone changes. It's really important to commit. And also, I cannot emphasize enough, wrapping a color around you. Okay. Which means painting the ceiling and the walls, the architraves, the skirting and the doors all in one color.
And the wall. Or sorry, the floor.
Not the floor.
No, sorry.
The skirtings, the architraves and the doors.
And
blend
the
them in with the wall. And of course, the radiators.
The whole lot.
All of it. So the thing is, by doing that, you see it less, okay? It sounds wrong, but it's right, okay? If you wrap all of the surfaces, the planes of a room in one colour, all you do is feel the mood of that colour. And it actually is less intense because you don't have the clashing ceiling, you don't have the clashing doors. Instead, you've got this atmosphere of whatever mood you're trying to create. That's the single biggest piece of advice.
Even
I could
in
give.
A small room,
you're reducing Absolutely. The contrast of the of that color. So you're letting yourself absorb just everything around it and not have it clash,
I
not have it stand
need, like,
out against like a bright,
really high ceilings for that.
Especially a small room. No, because like there's some colors like Dahana. It's like a soft, almost flesh toned pink. But any there's so many colors, so many paint brands, and they all can do it. The effect is the same. Like, you don't have to go with a dark color, even if you're going with, say, a putty toned color, wrapping it around you. It okay. makes it less, because if you've white ceilings, you're contrasting with the white all the time. You're never fully feeling the color.
Oh, you want to come to my house where it's all white, everything, walls, skirting
well,
boards, floors, roof.
I have to
lot.
Give a shout out to my Auntie Mary. She was doing up her office and I was in her home a few days ago and she was going to go with the accent wall in one color. And she listened to me and she was nervous doing it. And she's just finished up doing her entire office. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's in Muscle by Colour Trend. It's one of the most gorgeous colours.
It's sort
I've
of
seen.
A grey.
And it is stunning. It's a bluey colour almost.
Oh, nice.
But it's so nice.
Okay.
The ceiling should everything. And it is, the effect is stunning. And fair play, Mary, because your office looks amazing.
Yeah. Oh, it's 1400-106 if you have questions for the Home Squad this afternoon. Right, I want to fly through these. What's the difference between matte, eggshell, satin, semi-gloss and gloss finishes? That is a great question because I do not know the answer.
Yeah, so it's purely just the finish, right? So paints will come in different finishes and that means how shiny it is. So gloss is going to be very shiny, reflective surfaces. It can look nice on maybe a front door, maybe skirting. I don't love it on many other surfaces, but if you like that really, really high gloss, it's almost like a veneer. And then it's step by step down through what you mentioned, all the way down to kind of, you know, satin eggshell is a nice kind of middle ground. And then matte is very, very, very matte. There's no shine at all. That can be nice on kitchens, but it can be difficult. Either end of that spectrum can be difficult to keep clean. It'll show up lots of fingerprints. But
are there certain rooms are better suited to a matte or a gloss finish?
Like, matte is always the designer's preference because you get the solid, you get the truest form of colour. It's perfect. It's almost like a painting. Okay, it's kind of chalky. I guess the main thing is that it's harder to keep. So if you've got little hands or if it's a high traffic area, it is harder.
Okay.
I personally love the drama of gloss.
Yeah.
Like, I think gloss, we sprayed a room in gloss before, ceilings and bookcases and everything. And that almost felt like so dramatic. It wouldn't be an everyday thing. But in general, like satin wood, I prefer satin wood than gloss, say, if you don't want to pronounce it. So satin wood is good for doors, for radiators, for architraves, that kind of thing. In general, I'd try avoid eggshell. I'm not a lover of it because it's kind of middle of the road. Again, it's harder wearing for bathrooms and things like that, but it is, it's not as impactful.
Now, some people who actually want to tackle and try painting themselves, how important is primer really? When should you use it and when can I skip it?
It's so important and you can't skip it. I'm just going to come out and say it. I actually was speaking to Alan Farrelly of Farrelly & Co. And he, you know, they work in really high end kind of restoration and period type properties. Really, really great painter and great track records and has his own paint. He always said he would prime twice. So he will sand a surface and they'll fill it. You know, say if it's a door or a wall that has little holes, then they'll prime it. Then they will sand it again. Then they will prime it. Then they may sand it again and prime it a third time. All of this is to say is primer is really, really, really important and I would never skip it.
Right. So I just painted over the whole lot that was there. Didn't take anything down. Nothing.
Down
right.
Do
okay. Explains a lot. Roisin, somebody told me I should paint dark rooms in a dark colour. Is that true? And why? Asks this texter.
Okay. First important thing before you buy any paint is think about how you want to use the room, how you want to feel in the room. Okay. You can't make something into something it's not. If it's a dark room without lots of natural light, it's often good to embrace that and kind of have it as an evening room, have it as a cozy space, because it's hard to make it, you know, you can't fake windows. Mm. So embracing that and making it this kind of cozy, warm, comfortable space, that celebrates it better. So I would encourage that as well.
What makes a paint durable or washable, and how do you know what's right for high traffic areas, Jen?
There's a lot. So first of all, whatever you're putting in, wherever you're putting it into, I would speak to the paint professionals about what you're using it for. So let them know, like, this is going in a bathroom, for example, or this is going in a hallway or floors or walls or whatever it might be. So they'll be able to advise you on the primer, what's the right primer for that area. And then can the paint hold up to, you know, steam, for example, if it's in a bathroom, or can it hold up to being walking on the floor if it's a high traffic area? So that's number one. Number two is the quality of the paint. And I would always say people get a little bit hung up on the price of paint.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to sound too snobby or anything here, but you're not talking about a huge price difference between a premium paint and a very, very low cost paint. So I think it can be worth splashing out the little bit extra. You know, like the difference between an expensive kitchen and a cheap kitchen, or expensive couch and a cheap couch, can be huge. But the amount of paint you're generally using, it's not a massive amount extra. And I think the investment in going for a premium paint, a high quality paint, one that has a good reputation, that's durable, as opposed to, you know, something that you're not aware of or you're maybe just colour matching, I think it can be really worth it because it will last an awful lot longer and it will be more durable. So the difference is all in the components. With in paint, you have binders, you have pigmentation, and you have a few other materials in there that all go into the mixture. And what you want to make sure is that a premium paint is going to have the right thing to make that last a really, really long time.
Okay.
And it's worth the expense.
It is worth it.
Yeah,
buy something decent. Okay. Roisin, as somebody that's just launched their own range, you're probably best placed to tell us what's on trend colour-wise.
So, I think there's some key ones. So there's terracottas, warm, earthy tones.
No, was this not a huge fad back in like early 2000s? I remember going around shops with my mother at one point, changing the kitchen, looking at terracotta. This can't be making a comeback.
We have loads of it now. It is. I think it's really nice.
And it's beautiful.
It's like orange.
No, it's not. Look.
That's
it's less red brick effect, all right. So what I'd say is earthy, nature. I think nature trumps all. It never dates. Okay, so the thing is, it's about the tone. It's not about getting this vibrant orange. It's about the tone. I can show you more.
Yeah, that's lovely.
The thing is as well, green to me, everyone who works with me knows this, but I just am obsessed with green. Like, you look out the door. We live in Ireland. It's always tones
of
green.
That's very true.
Yeah. Hundreds of tones of green. We have one colour called Necky, and it was actually at the Ideal Homes recently and everyone loved it. We painted our stand in the colour and it's kind of a warm, muddy tone. Again, not green grass.
Yeah.
We're not going to put green grass colour on our walls, but more like the muddy tones. If you look out a window in Wicklow, there's
honestly about
200 tones of green at any time.
Of green, isn't that right?
And that to me, you know, that's something that's always going to last. Putty, earthy tones. Nature just doesn't date. To me, though, I love the contrast always. So, you know, I like jarring what you think maybe would clash. Mm. Sometimes it is a punch of orange, a punch of cobalt blue, those kind of colours, accents, maybe not whole walls, but accents within the space.
Yeah, I'd love to be bold enough, Jenny, to have, like, I have a very small little downstairs, you know, toilet bathroom that is currently white with like a white sort of a tile. And I would love to be bold enough to paint that like a black or a navy blue or something really different. And I just don't have the guts to do it.
I will come and do it for you. This is how much I think
really?
We should do it.
Totally going to hold you to that.
It would just look so good. And again, my worry is that you'll go a little bit. You'll paint like a little strip of the wall or one wall or something in the black and the navy. And then it'll look a bit weird and it'll be jarring because it'll be such high contrast and you won't like it. And I think, no, go for it. Go. Do the whole thing in your black or your navy or whatever you want. It's
whatever that
amazing.
Electric blue colour is, I'll take that.
That's cobalt. We did a house called Cobalt Townhouse and the client trusted us completely. Was a bit mad. We were a bit mad. Three-story stairwell, all blue, everything.
Deep blue. Share this on Instagram so people can see it. Listeners looking for recommendations, are there specific colours or finishes you recommend for children's rooms or nurseries? I'm pregnant and I don't know the gender.
Well, I always think you can't really go wrong with wallpaper, to be honest. I know we're talking about paint,
yeah,
but in a children's room or a nursery, a wallpaper that is...
Too much,
you know,
work, Jenny.
That is paste the wall. It's easy enough to put up. It's durable. Nothing's going to get damaged. And like, you want something that you're going to let your kids draw on realistically. Maybe not let, but accept that it's going to be drawn on. So I personally would do wallpaper in a kid's room, but that's... For me.
I love any of those putty tones that are warm. They go with timber. If you have a timber crib, you can also put decorations or like
and gender neutral.
Yeah. Like, but also green.
Yeah. Nobody can be offended by the 40 shades of green. Jenny Sheehan, Roisin Lafferty, thanks a million to you both for joining us today. Roisin Lafferty, founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty Designs. And of course, Jenny Sheehan, who you can find too on Instagram at Workers Cottage. That's all we've time for. Podcasts on the News Talk, the Go Loud app. Subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. We will talk to you though at midday tomorrow.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Spring is in bloom, and so are casino thrills at BetMGM Casino. Play your favorite games like blackjack and roulette with a live dealer. Or check out our exclusive slots like MGM Grand Millions and The Wizard of Oz Over the Rainbow. Only available at BetMGM Casino. Spin on spectacular slot favorites like Cash Eruption, 88 Fortunes, Mystery of the Lamp, Rake and Bacon, Cash Machine, Flintstones, and Squid Game from anywhere. Whether you're taking a walk or waiting for your train to come, you can enjoy the thrills of BetMGM Casino right from the palm of your hand. Download the BetMGM Casino app today and get a piece of the action. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. BetMGM.com for full terms. Games may vary by state. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.